streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb in for Colin Cowherd. And we got a great third hour of the show for you, including our best for last, maybe some picks. Randy Mueller. Former NFL GM of the Dolphins, the Saints. He's going to join us. Got a lot to get to. Last night was, it was a tale of two games, right? I mean, both were blowouts. One was the road team closing the door on the Sixers. That was the Miami Heat. One was the home team, led by Luka Doncic, pressing their backs against the wall and dominating the Phoenix Suns. Both have drama. Both are interesting. And although I love Luka and the idea that I think Devin Booker and Chris Paul thought they were going to punk him, that clearly hasn't been the case. I want to start with the Sixers because, one, you got great sound, right? When you're doing radio, you need great sound. Between Doc and his defensiveness and Joel Embiid and his honesty and James Harden in his ability to completely and utterly disappear, the Sixers are the team to focus on. And there's a lot of things to admire about LeBron James. There are. The number one thing, and I've always said this, is that's a guy who has taken care of his body maybe as well or better than any star player ever has. Make no mistake about it, Kevin Durant loves hoop. That guy is, Scotty Brooks told me a story once early on, their first playoff run in Oklahoma City. They had their exit meetings. And he called Kevin and he's like, Kevin, here's the number of a travel agent. I want you to get away. I want you not touch a basketball for a couple weeks. You need to just get away. Because Kevin Durant's a hooper. And you're like, no, I know he plays basketball. No, he's a hooper. What's a hooper? Like, he's there an hour before practice. He's working on it. He's getting guys up to go get shots up. He is a hooper. Basketball is not something just that he does. It's who he is. And even though he's added some strength and obviously a ton of flexibility to his game, it doesn't feel like he's totally bought in to what you need to do to your body. There's been criticism, and fairly so, of Joel Embiid for years. You know, carrying too much weight, not buying in. LeBron, there's never been that question. Anthony Davis, there has been. There has been. And what happens when you don't, the analogy is simple. And this one is, I use this with athletes young athletes all the time. When you have a really nice car, like Ryan Music, who's producer of The Herd, since he got the promotion to The Herd, I thought going out and getting a Lambo was a little much, so he stuck with a Porsche, right? It was just a Carrera. Is that what you went with, Music?
There's a certain line that can't be crossed, Doug, and you made me aware of that. So, yes, I settled on the Carrera.
When you open up the gas tank to a Carrera to put gas in, do you know what it says?
Porsche.
It probably does say Porsche. It also says must take premium unleaded, right? That's at 92. That's when you're looking at the thing and the first one says, oh my God, I can't believe it's $6 a gallon. And then you look down at the bottom, you're like, wait, that's $8 a gallon? Who would ever buy something $8 a gallon? Like, that's what premium unleaded is. Now, does the Porsche Carrera run on 87 octane? If you put 87 and you put the cheap stuff in, the stuff that most of us use, does it run on it?
Absolutely.
Of course it does. Do you get peak performance?
No, you do not.
Do you know that?
I mean, I own it, so of course I know that.
Okay. I think most people, you don't totally know, right? I've everyone said, well, there's engine knocks when you use 87. Like, you're an engine knock? Like, It still seems to press the gas, it goes, press the brake, it stops. I don't know. But what the hell's the point of spending 150 large on a Porsche if you're going to put the cheap gasoline in? Right? And the same is true for your body. Like, an NBA basketball player is not a Corolla. Right? It's just not. No offense to Corollas. They're made very well. They run forever. Right? An MVP in the NBA is a Porsche, is a Ferrari, is a Lambo, is whatever. Pick your high-dollar car that mirrors your athlete, and that's who it is. And yet here James Harden is, going out late, showing up to the preseason out of shape. And eventually, you don't get that peak performance. Eventually, don't you get engine gook? Isn't that what they also tell you? That you get engine gook? And then you got to put something in to clean out, but you don't actually know. And it's something we've all felt. But man, when your teammate who's played against you and now plays with you articulates it in this way, it really can become alarming. Here's Joel Embiid talking about James Harden.
Since we got him, everybody expected the Houston James Harden, but that's not who he is anymore. He's more of a playmaker. I thought, yeah, at times, you know, could have been, as all of us, could have been more aggressive. All of us, whether it's Tyrese or Tobias or, you know, guys coming off the bench.
When your star player says that everyone, and that usually includes him, expected Houston James Harden and did that guy doesn't exist anymore. I was like, a wow. And not a good wow, by the way. Just a wow. Right? That's an alarming statement. But it's one that we know is true. We know is true. And of course we have this now with the Sixers, where you have Daryl Morey and he loves James Harden. Find somebody who loves you as much as Daryl Morey loves James Harden. And if you watch yesterday, he took two shots in the second half. And it would be fair if you watched the game. P.J. Tucker was denying them the basketball. Like, the ball would go in, and P.J. Tucker would pick up full court, denying the basketball. And the Sixer would acquiesce and go elsewhere. And it killed his will and killed his spirit. But I'm not sure his will and his spirit were there anyway. Right? Like, you can't really stop somebody in the NBA from getting the ball and going and making a play. You just can't. And yet, the Heat did. You know? The Heat did. I think of all of the issues that the Sixers have, and you can say, hey, we didn't have James Harden until the last couple months of the season. And, you know, because of these moves, it's depleted our bench. We had to get rid of Seth Curry, who brought us energy and life as a three-point shooter and fit kind of our need. We could have one kind of smaller guy out there. Also, like, if we're honest, like, Ben Simmons, reputation-wise, has been really tarnished. And how he played in the playoffs offensively last year wasn't good. But Ben Simmons is a hell of a basketball player now, right? 6'10", can handle pass, and can really, really defend. So, he doesn't play defense, and last night it was especially bad on the boards. Then he's kind of checked out on offense. Like, what a and you're under this. We just traded for him. We just moved mountains for him. Do we offer him a max extension? Which leads, of course, to Doc Rivers, who did he sign off on a James Harden deal? Probably. Did he want James Harden as opposed to Ben Simmons? Well, Ben Simmons and some playing, then I'd like James Harden, but are there any other options? Here's Doc Rivers when he's asked about his job security yesterday.
I don't worry about my job, Howard. I think I do a terrific job, and if you don't, then you should write it, because I worked my butt off to get this team here. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere. And again this year, the same thing. So if that's how anyone feels, write it, and I'm going to feel secure about it.
The results-based business. And that's
it is, but you don't do it every year. Every time you're wrong, should you lose your job? No. So it's the same thing, all right? But listen, if you believe that, then go with it. I know what I did this year, and I feel very good about that. But again, if you believe that, Howard, then you just run with it.
You know what's interesting, and it does feel like Doc and the defensiveness, you know, and Daryl Morey kind of running the show, who he didn't originally come to work for. He may have signed off on it, but originally didn't come to work for. It does feel like the tension can be relieved if he does, in fact, get that Lakers job. But you know what's interesting? And I don't know if anybody else has said this. I see a correlation, honestly, between James Harden and Shaq. And you're like, what? So when you think of Shaquille O'Neal, you think of utter and sheer physical dominance, right? Okay, Shaq, 7'1", three bills. When he first got to the league, he was always 7'1". He probably wasn't three bills. He was so big, but also freakishly athletic. Unbelievable movement and agility. You know, it's like I think that people think of Shaq and think of Wilt Chamberlain, and just he's so physically dominant, he just dunked on everybody every time. But no, that wasn't it. It was a big guy that size, changing ends, running the floor, catching, spinning, finishing. He was amazing. But Shaq, by the time he got to Miami, was a shell of himself, right? He was 32 years old, and you know, he averaged about 22 a game. He had one big game in that NBA Finals, one. Outside of that, he was just a nice player, just a good big guy. And why was that? Well, it's because Shaq hadn't developed not just his free throws, but any sort of face-up game, any sort of shooting game. And Shaq would, on a yearly basis, come into training camp out of shape and would play his way into shape. And while it doesn't affect you in those years, in the NBA Finals, when you win in championships with Kobe Bryant, it does take years off your career and years off your productivity. Carmelo Anthony, same way. Like, I remember, I think Men's Health Magazine had an article about Carmelo Anthony's, like, pregame meal, and you were just like, yikes, yikes. You know, it was like pancakes and sausage and bacon. This is when he was in New York. And Melo was similar. Melo's as good a scorer especially in the way basketball used to be played, right, where you could post up and mid-range, like, dude was a savant scoring. And like James Harden, didn't play much defense, you know, wasn't a great passer, didn't create shots for other people. But let's not take away from the fact that he was an incredible scoring machine. But he wasn't in peak shape until, remember Skinny Melo? But the time you get to Skinny Melo and you're in your early to mid-30s, like, it's kind of too late. You've taken years off your legs. You've taken years off your career. And you're not going to be the same guy. That's the magic to LeBron. Is while LeBron, you know, he never really developed. He didn't really develop. He has that one kind of weird step-back move where he dribbles to the right and steps back to the left. He didn't really develop a post-game outside of that kind of fadeaway that he occasionally goes to. But what LeBron has been able to do is take care of his body better than anybody else so that he's maintained his athletic dominance. And then, of course, the basketball IQ is through the roof. And so he's able to maintain a level of success for a longer period of time because of that bite. You don't have it with James Harden. James Harden's been putting 87 octane in his tank the whole time. I'm going to save some money here. And you're not the same guy at 32. Your teammates know you're not the same guy at 32. And while he may have shut it down last night out of frustration, or maybe he wants Doc gone, or maybe he knows that Doc didn't really want him, or whatever, that was yet another embarrassing final game. Remember the game? He did the same thing in Houston. Like, what happened to James Harden? This is not the first time that he quit. This is not the first time that somebody took his will. It happened in Houston. It happened in Brooklyn. It happened in Philly. And it happening last night against a Jimmy Butler who doesn't have the overall skill of James Harden but does have all those other things makes it even more pronounced. Randy Mueller will join us upcoming next. I'll get his thoughts on a couple of the scheduling quirks, like the Broncos' super soft schedule out of the gate. Does that help them overall in the season when the back end appears to be really difficult? Plus, the Miami Dolphins tweeting out Tua underthrowing Tyreek Hill with a wobbler. Does that matter? We'll find out next in The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Doug Gottlieb for Colin. This is The Herd, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. Yesterday was a schedule release day in the NFL. So do I have to go through these schedules? That's a win. That's a loss, Doug. That's a win. That's a loss. That's a win. That's a... Yeah, everybody does that. But I do think it's interesting how some of these schedules look like they're going to play out. Like, sorry, I love Denver-Seattle game one of the year. And you get people going like, well, does the league know that Baker Mayfield's going to be like, no! No! I'm sure the schedule maker's sitting there going like, man, Pete, are you guys going to make an acquisition of Baker between now and... Like, no. You have a quarterback who went to two, won a Super Bowl, was the face of the Seahawks, who... basically forced his way out, got a trade to the Denver Broncos, who all they needed, we felt like, was a quarterback. And let's not screw around with it. It's great drama. Let's play it first Monday Night Football of the season. Plus, like, Seattle Monday Night Football just kind of works. But I looked at Denver's schedule, and you're like, you know, it's a pretty soft schedule to start. Randy Mueller joins us. Of course, he was a GM with the Dolphins and the Saints. Decades. Essentially, his entire professional career has been spent in NFL front offices. He's kind enough to join us here in the Herd. And again, you've lived it. I've just watched it. But it does feel like I remember Sean McVay's first year in L.A. with the Rams, right? Their first game was against the Colts. And I think that was the only game that Jim Sorgi got to start, right? Like, Jim Sorgi was – he got to start, right? And then they had like a soft start to their schedule, and it created some momentum. It created some confidence in the new coaching staff, and they end up making the playoffs. Is that a reality, or is that just something we talk about on radio and TV, that an early beginning against a softer part of the schedule can trigger you for later on in the year?
Well, I think always success begets what's going to happen later. That's for sure. I don't think it hurts you by any means. But I think those in NFL buildings, Doug, probably see it a little different. We don't see it as a softer beginning or a softer opponent. There are no, FCS opponents, right? You've got to play. Everybody on any given Sunday can beat you. Ask the Colts how the soft schedule ended their season last year. So it happens. I think on the inside, we look forward to the schedule without a doubt. But you first glance at where's my bye going to be? The next thing is, do we have any primetime games that are going to alter our scheduling or our routines? Then you kind of want to see how you finish, to be honest with you. If you can finish with 3 out of 4 at home, I think that's, you're going to assume you're going to be in the hunt and you'd like to be at home more often than not toward the end of the year. I never did mind the traveling early in the season, Doug, because I think you can focus a little better coming out of the gate. If you are away from home that first week or two, I don't think it hurts you. So I think it's a big deal. I understand why the media makes a big deal out of it, because, it's an unveiling of billions of dollars that they spend for rights fees. So it should be big. And it's big to the combatants as well, but probably not as big as you'd think on the inside.
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff. If you're the Browns, how do you prepare with the Deshaun Watson thing kind of looming?
Yeah, that's a hard one. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Have you thought about football at all when you've talked about the Cleveland Browns the last 6 weeks? I really haven't. I find it almost, sacrilegious to go that far. I'm still trying to get over what they did, what happened, all the above. I mean, I think the city is still in a little bit of shock and disarray. I don't know that anybody's ready to start talking breakdowns of X's and O's of the Cleveland Browns yet. So I think there's been a lot made of the Baker Mayfield story. Eventually that'll end, and we'll move on from that. But I just think it's probably a lot more chaotic than the Browns front office, who are really smart guys. I think it's more chaotic, and there's more pushback than they ever would have thought they would have gotten.
I'm interested in the Steelers Mitchell Trubisky, look, for his flaws, there are some things about him. He's played in the playoffs. You know, he can run when he's in trouble. He is a veteran. He is seen as a good locker room dude. Okay. And then you have Kenny Pickett, who it feels like a reach. And the guy who drafted him is leaving. Like, which I understand he'll have champions in the building, but that one's an odd one. What do you think of what Pittsburgh's chosen to do to replace Ben Roethlisberger?
I'm actually okay with it, Doug. I thought the Steelers had a really good offseason. I thought they killed it in free agency, and they had to. They were lacking core players. And I thought they did good in the draft. Here's the deal. What team would know more about Kenny Pickett than any other in the NFL? They share a building. They watch out the window every day. So they've seen him and evaluated him for the last 5 years every day. So I'm good with it. I do think you bring up a great point on Trubisky. And I was thinking about this earlier. I probably had these two guys rated similarly coming out of college. I thought Trubisky would be a first-round pick. I didn't think he'd be a top-five pick. And I think Pickett's a good player, and he was the only one for me worthy of picking in the first round. But I think that it comes down to, in Trubisky's case, what you're getting. Are you getting a scarred Trubisky from all the garbage in Chicago? You know, or are you getting a hardened one because of that? Is he further along now that he's seen more things, experienced more things? I don't know. I'm a little up in the air as to which Trubisky you're going to get. I think he can function and be good in the Steelers system, but I think Pickett can be really good in the system. I think he's probably further along as a passer and as a processor and an anticipator in his pocket throws than Trubisky even is to this day. So I think it's going to be a cool combination of the two. I don't know if we'll have an outright winner. I actually think it behooves the Steelers to have Trubisky win the job and allow, you know, Pickett to sit as long as he can. Everybody always wants to say, well, should he sit 1 year? He'll sit as long as he's not better than Trubisky because everybody will see it every day, players included. And when the players and the coaches realize that Pickett gives them a better chance, that's when the switch will be made.
The Green Bay Packers have again, it's on paper. We don't know who's healthy. A ridiculously difficult schedule. They get Aaron Rodgers back. They got the backfield is outstanding with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. A really nice kind of thunder and lightning sort of combination. Feels like they worked and improved, continue to improve on the offensive line, and that should be better when they get David Bakhtiari, you know, fully back. But what are your thoughts on this wide receiving core, right? Christian Watson's a guy who I think everybody likes, but as a rookie, I don't know the impact. Sammy Watkins is, you know, at that money, seems like a decent buy, but will he be healthy and how effective he be? And then Alan Lazard, like, is that enough?
Yeah, I think you've got a bunch of hopefuls, that's for sure. I don't know if any of those guys are going to stand out of the mix. I think they're banking on the play caller and the quarterback being able to overcome it. I think in the case of Christian Watson, if you compare him to Valdez Scantling, who left for $10 million a year to go to the Chiefs, their decision was, is this guy make us better at minimum salary than, you know, Scantling would at $10 million a year? And I think that's easy to say yes. The one thing about Christian Watson that he will do, I think, better than what they've had in the past, and I agree with you, Doug, I don't think he's ready for prime time at all, but he can really run. And even if they never throw him the ball, Doug, people are going to have to know where he's at, and they're going to defend him. They're going to defend him differently, and they'll see that in the run game as well. You won't see a single safety back there against that kind of speed because he can go. I don't care where he played; he can run fast. That is fast, even in the neighborhood, much less at Division, you know, one AA level. So I think that element adds to the mix. I think he will stretch some things out for those other receivers that you mentioned, who I would consider more possession-type guys. But I do think Watson still holds the, you know, key to them advancing as an offense, that's for sure.
Okay, speaking of speed, Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, like that's some pretty good speed. But one of the things that was magical in Kansas City was, I mean, you had to play that too deep. Because you had to worry about, do not let Tyreek Hill beat you deep. Do not let Tyreek Hill beat you deep. But does he have a quarterback that can throw it to him?
Well, I know a lot's been made of Tua, and I'm not a big Tua guy either, but I do know that speed makes a difference. having those two guys out there, just like I said with Watson, even if they don't throw them the ball as much as people think, they have to defend them differently. So the running game will benefit from that. You've seen they signed two or three running backs that are really frontline guys. And I think that's what, you know, the new coach and the new scheme will present. It'll present a heightened running game, one that will, you know, be on the third and fourth level of what they've had there in the past. So I guess it is up to Tua in the end. He's going to have to throw it early and often to take advantage of that speed. Time will tell. I'm with you. I understand the questions. But I'm never against speed. They've committed lots of capital resources to acquire Tyreek Hill. I can't imagine they won't have a way to get him the ball. If it's not on deep throws, it's on underneath stuff that people are giving him a big cushion for. So there's still purpose and reason to I think, be somewhat, you know, optimistic about the Dolphins' offense and being better than it's been.
What about Trey Lance? What's your level of optimism hearing and knowing that there are some disappointed in how raw he may be and maybe questions of what that ceiling actually is?
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all by it, Doug. I said it before. I couldn't have done what they did to put that much capital to move up to get him a year ago. He's just so raw. He hadn't seen. I could see the learning curve taking a while. I actually think Jimmy G did him a favor, Doug, by having surgery on his shoulder, because it actually, you know, wilted the market. And guess what? They'll find a way to keep him now, and I think it makes them better. I think their locker room knows that. I think everybody that watches practice knows that. It's just not ready to be handed over the keys to the car to Trey Lance. So maybe in time it will be. I think we saw last year that, you know, they talked bravely about giving him packages to run on offense. It never worked out. He wasn't even ready for that. So I always say he's a year away from being a year away.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's closer, but I think they're better off with Jimmy, to be honest with you, right now.
Buffalo was 13 seconds away from the AFC Championship game, right? And Josh Allen pitched a perfect game and just what felt like a coaching decision debacle or three really caused them to lose the Kansas City Chiefs. But they get Josh Allen back. What do you think of what they've done to tinker with that roster?
I think it's good. I think they're the team to beat, I'll be honest with you. I like Kansas City a lot, but you're right. It took three, in my opinion, and I agree with you, kind of bad decisions from the sidelines to lose that game, and they did it. I don't think it was because they lost the flip in overtime. Obviously, that got all the run and attention, but they just played horrible on defense, made some bad calls, let Kansas City run down the field wide open without any press at the line of scrimmage, and they lost the game. So I don't think they've had to do a lot to keep. I think they're going to be hungrier than ever before, and I think Buffalo is going to be the team to beat. It's funny, though. We think that the window has been open for a couple years for them. They haven't jump through it. It's not going to be open forever, and who knows how fortune shines. It's not to take for granted, but I do think they are as talented now on paper as they've ever been.
You know, I saw this report where the Carolina Panthers are eyeing Sean Payton for a year from now.
Yep.
You know, but a year ago they wanted Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
I guess there's a bunch of the. I don't know how that gets out. That's just terrible. Like, you know, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy with Matt Rhule. In addition to the fact that, look, if Sean Payton has a choice between the Cowboys and the Panthers, he's going to choose the Cowboys. Everybody would. So what does it say about an organization, I think? And you've run a couple of them that these stories come out of.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to be on the up and up with everybody and look them in the eye. Whether it's true or not, it seems like there's been, you know, sharks circling in Carolina for the last year and a half now. And they brought some of it on themselves. You know, they've swung and missed at two or three different quarterback options. It hasn't happened yet. They were hit with injuries last year. Didn't happen for them. I think it's no secret. They're on the hot seat this year and have got to show progress. And what that is, I don't know if it's winning 10 games or at least making the playoffs. I think that's everybody's. You know, it's a results-oriented business. It's not fair, but that's the way it is. So they've got to solve it. Whether they do or not, I don't know. Obviously, Sean Payton's going to have some options and can come back anytime he wants. Where he chooses, I don't know. But I don't think that's the last team that we will hear speculation about where Sean Payton will go. There'll probably be three or four of those by Thanksgiving this year.
Do you ever play pickup basketball?
I like basketball, yeah.
Do you play pickup basketball?
All the time.
Okay. So everybody that plays pickup basketball knows this. Like, say it's a Saturday morning game with a bunch of your buddies at a high school gym, right?
Yep.
And you play, and it's good, and you have a good game, and then you, everybody's like, "Man, I gotta go. I got my kid's thing. I gotta go pick up this deal, and you start to unlace your shoes, and there's like nine guys out there, right? There's like nine guys out there, and they look at you and they're like, "Hey, man, we need 10. You want to run it back?" And you're like, "You know, okay, I'll run it back." Look, Tom Brady's been unbelievable for 20 years. He's going to be the number one broadcaster, but the idea of running it back when you've untied those shoes, you've even thought about going to the Miami Dolphins. There's been a coaching change. Look, Brett Favre, they pulled him again out of retirement, and the dome in Minnesota actually collapsed that year. I mean, a guy who never got hurt, never missed a game, that was the year he missed game. Have we reached the point where, because you know what happens when you run that extra game in pickup, somebody always gets hurt. We reached the point where Tom Brady at some point goes, "I shouldn't have come back this year."
Well, probably. I think Father Time's undefeated, right? It's going to get him at some point. I know nobody wants to accept that, but this wasn't they tried the run back deal last year, and it didn't work out great. So this is a different change of dynamics all the way around. I agree with you. I don't think he'll be less committed. I don't think that's the case at all. I just don't know if the galaxy will line up enough where we can connect all the dots to where it was 2 years ago. That's the hard part, to get that back. And I think coming back and winning 9 or 10 games is great, but as we know, that's not what Tom's playing for. So I don't have them as one of my, you know, top dogs this year. They've had enough change now to where they're going to have to show me some things. So I don't know. I don't think it's going to be paradise like it was 2 years ago, that's for sure. And so time will tell with Tom. Age is going to get it. Trust me. It's going to happen at some point.
It does. It gets all of us. Although he keeps looking younger, so by the time he's broadcasting, he may look like a 15-year-old. Randy, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Doug.
All right, that's Randy Mueller, former NFL GM of the Dolphins and the Saints, longtime front office executive in the National Football League. Let's get to Ryan Music with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, Doug. Not necessarily breaking news, but a very interesting development, something that we've spent a lot of time on today. Daryl Morey doing some news conferences, was asked about Doc Rivers' status heading forward, and as of right now, he says Doc Rivers will be back as head coach next season.
Yeah, he said the plan is to have him back. That's been the plan since the trade. Obviously, we have work to do with his representation. That'll be between us to figure out how that works.
This is why people get so upset with the media, but I just love when they slip in the word "the plan." Well, that's the plan. Well, is it the plan or is it what's going to happen? Because that's your decision. So if you plan on changing, that's a different discussion. Instead of just emphatically saying he's back next season, end of discussion, we're going to improve.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously there's some variables, and the idea that he has to talk to his representation, that's the plan.
Yeah, no, that's not how plan. This works. That's not how this works. So very clearly a lot of wiggle room there, and anything but a certainty that's the case. So passing that along. As of now, Doc Rivers is expected to return as 76ers head coach. And we'll wrap it up with this last little bit of NBA news. Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne are reporting the relationship between Kyrie Irving and Nike is likely coming to an end. Kyrie was vocal about his displeasure regarding the Kyrie 8s back in July of 2021. Something I thought was interesting about this article specifically was the number of references that they sort of questioned his NBA future. One of them was, quote here, "Uncertainties surrounding his NBA future have left the company unlikely to extend him." Or this one here, quote, "The turbulence surrounding Irving, which includes the Nets' non-committal stance on negotiating a long-term contract." You know, Woj is plugged in. Ramona does a great job as well. I don't feel like those are small editorial comments put in there for absolutely no reason.
No. They know what's up. The problem with Kyrie is if you trade him to somewhere he doesn't want to play, he might just not play.
Yeah. Right? No, 100%.
I mean, that's a guy who legitimately, and it's like a contradiction. I actually think he loves basketball, but I, you know, he's just
he loves
not
it
these,
so much he's willing to give it up.
Yeah, I mean, he just that's just he's just one of the he's that guy, he's that guy, and it's a really hard. You know, it reminds me again. I understand different levels of talent, but you remember when Josh Rosen came out?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And there were all these questions about Josh Rosen, and it wasn't just did he love it, but. But, like, you know, Josh Rosen is family of doctors. He's super smart. Like, if he gets hit in the head, is he going to really want to do this? Like, he's just got other things. This isn't his main thing. And I think Kyrie, who's incredibly talented, and you don't have those kind of gifts, by the way, if you don't work at it. So it's not like he doesn't work at it. But it's just he beats to his own drum, and this is a team sport. And when you have a guy who, in Sean Marks, who built a great culture when he first got there, and all he talks about is trying to get back to that culture, and what is the variable? The variable is Kyrie Irving. And I think the same thing is with Nike. Look, I think Nike's ticked it last summer. I've never heard an athlete do that. You call out your own shoe? Huh? You call out your own shoe? I mean, the only thing worse than that is saying you're misquoting your own biography, which plenty of people have done. But I also think that is that a brand they want to be associated with when no one has any idea what he's going to do next, if he's going to play next? And that's Ryan Music with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Ah, the best for last. It's as American as apple pie. There's your hint. Next in the Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd. Colin will be back on Monday, and I'm sure everything will be Italy and food reference as he spent time on the other side of the pond with his lovely wife, Ann. Safe travels to the Seamans. Doug Gottlieb in, and of course you can listen to The Doug Gottlieb Show daily, 3 to 6 Eastern. By the way, you can check out the All Ball podcast as well, which I think is pretty good. We tell great stories about people in their lives in and out of basketball. I thought we had a good one with this best for last.
It's almost the end of the show, but that doesn't mean we're phoning it in. Nope, we grind to the very last segment. It's time for best for last.
Today is National Apple Pie Day. National Apple Pie. Nothing is as American as, that's right, apple pie. So I thought we would give you like a top five list. We want to do the top five list of best pies. The problem with it is it's very, very subjective, right? And I thought that I just compiled a list that I was thinking, and then Ryan Music, you came together with your list, and I thought that was pretty good. Jason Stewart, I don't know where you were with your list.
Oh, I know where I'm at. Yeah. I'm
well, the first thing is, like, are you a pie guy? That's the first thing.
Oh, yeah. Love pie.
Yeah, I mean, what exactly... Who out there looks at a piece of pie and is straight up like, no thanks? Or are we talking like, do you go cake? Do you go brownie? Like,
right. Do you go to Cheesecake Factory? Do you go like, you know, I'd really like some apple pie here? Or do you want some cheesecake? Or do you want ice cream?
I'd probably go cheesecake in that situation. Pie's okay. Probably...
Well, then you like clown people for not wanting pie, but then you're like, okay, you got to provide context. Like McConnell's ice cream or pie. McConnell's ice cream. Grater's ice cream, same thing. Or pie. Grater's ice cream. Right? But if you go pie, like, and usually you don't have a choice, right? You go to somebody's house, like, The right. First thing is, I think the most underrated part of the pie is what? The crust. Right? Like, I have to have a crust ratio. The other part is that there are different kinds of pies, but almost all of them are brought to a higher level when you throw a little scoop of vanilla on it, a little a la mode, right? Do we agree on that? But a great pie should be able to stand on its own. I think here's the biggest question we had in the pre-show meeting. Where are we on chicken pot pie? Does that count as a pie?
It's absolutely a pie.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that personally. Yeah.
How can you not be sure about something when the name of it is in the title of the dish?
Well, because...
Now, there are savory pies and dessert pies, but pies nonetheless.
Okay. I mean, like, look, I like a good chicken pot pie. I would not put it above, you know, a coconut cream pie. I would not put it above a pecan pie or a sweet potato pie.
Right. Whether or not it makes your list of top five is certainly acceptable, but I do believe in the definition of what it is. It is a pie. It has crust and filling.
Okay. What about a pizza pie?
That one is more up for debate.
Why? It has a pie in the name.
But it doesn't necessarily have, I guess, what is it, an open-faced pie?
It is.
Okay.
It can have crust and a filling if you, I mean, there's all kinds of different stuffed crust pizza. There's lots of different ways of doing it.
That's fair.
Your favorite pie is what? Music.
I'll probably go apple.
Okay. Jay Stu?
Banana cream.
Well, that's good.
But I will do this. I'll couch it. For 1 month out of the year, pumpkin pie is amazing. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I eat a lot of pumpkin pie. But banana cream, if I had to choose, if you're forcing me to, is my number one.
Okay, so I think we would all agree that in any top five list, you have to have apple. I think you have to have cherry. I love banana cream. I love coconut cream. And then I would put... The question for pumpkin pie is, can you, like a sweet potato pie, I think is better, but it's much more southern, and a pecan pie. Could we just put all of them together and yeah, Is that okay? Because some people like sweet potato slightly better than pumpkin, or pecan slightly better than the others. But there's kind of a similar sort of flavor to it, feeling to it. Can I do that? That's part of my top five list?
I don't know.
Cherry and apple are very similar as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I suppose it's acceptable. This one time.
Just this one time. All right. And that's our pie discussion. That's the best for last. I did see this story that I thought you guys would find interesting. So Rich Strike, the Kentucky Derby winner, is not going to run in the Preakness. And part of it is, like, we talk about plans. They had a plan 5 weeks off. It's a horse. It's a distance horse. The further the distance, the better it runs. They obviously want it to be right for the Belmont Stakes. Good for the horse, bad for the sport. Right? But also, like, even if it doesn't run at the Belmont, all-time fluke of flukes, or is it the all-time upset? Like, that one is, I don't know. I don't do enough horse racing to really go dig deep. But I thought, in terms of what is it, management that they have in the NBA, the load management, right? We have load management in horse racing. Wow, it should be a great night of hoops. I think the Warriors close out the deal. We'll see what happens this weekend. Calling back Monday. This is The Herd.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.